Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, she didn't originally make that call.
No.
They paid this woman a ton of money.
Yeah. Who do you think is a love trap?
Kelly.
Oh my God. Oh.
That's the last face you see before you drop through a door. That.
The poll results are in from yesterday's Face Jam game.
I want to thank my peers, Sydney Poitier and Daniel Day-Lewis.
Are you kidding? Lied into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. It is day two of Fan Appreciation Week.
Appreciation balloons or something. Wait,
by the way, that's a cost. You know that. We can't be doing all of that.
We did a fan appreciation song and everyone on it, so I don't think we're doing much more.
No,
okay?
We're not doing much more balloons. But in just a bit, we do have a huge announcement for you guys.
We
but
do?
We are.
Yeah, we're changing lives.
Oh, don't tell her. She doesn't know. It's a surprise.
I don't know about this announcement.
We're going to get started now, you guys. Jennifer Aniston's bank account is dwindling to a paltry $300 million, you guys. So she's being forced to shill products like a struggling influencer. Oh. One small problem, though, fans caught a mistake in this ad. Jen makes the coffee with red nails, and when it cuts to her drinking, her nails, different
colors. She'll never work in this industry again. I'll tell you right now.
But she still needs a little practice with this influencer thing.
This influencer thing is definitely not maybe her strong suit, but I definitely feel like, yes, she didn't originally make that coffee.
No.
But yeah,
no
it is.
I'm gonna tell you how this went.
Yeah.
They made this as easy as possible for her. They were like, we're gonna film someone else. We're gonna have this PA make this for you. And all you have to do is hold this cup up. It'll take you 3 seconds. Cause with big celebs like that, the best way to get them is the shortest amount of time it's gonna take them to do something.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember PAs? We used to have those too, pre-pandemic.
We still have a PA for the show, girl.
I know. The question is, why is Jennifer doing influencer ads like this? Now, to be clear, this is with Vital Proteins. They paid this woman a ton of money.
Yeah.
But it's like, when you talk about brand deals and stuff, you have to look at how it's going to change your life a little bit in terms of like, all right, I'm going to get 10 grand, 100 grand, whatever it is, and that's going to allow me to do this or give me like a little bit more money. This is nothing to her except for embarrassing. Like, it's not.
No.
$300 million, it doesn't matter. Even $2 million to
How can you say that $2 million doesn't matter, no matter how much money you have? What
just
world are you
living in? I'm all about donating.
But how easy? Please.
Jen is one of those people that looks preserved and looks like she smells good all the time. We know she's not drinking Vital Proteins every morning, but we're still going to pretend like she is.
She's shopping at Central Perk for her.
Oh, my God.
Gwyneth Paltrow just brought her goopy talents to Jimmy Kimmel.
Wait a minute.
Live.
We started with Gwyneth Paltrow and Jennifer Aniston. Who made this rundown today, Morgan?
It is a white rundown.
What is going on today, honey?
I didn't approve it. Not okay. All right, but the late night host seemed to have some doubts on her sexual methods.
What's this thing?
Well, it can be used
a couple ways. Certain people are turned on by different things, and there's like a kinky one, I think, that this goes with. Put your leg up here for me.
My leg? Yeah. Oh, all right.
How's that?
It's all right. I mean...
Could you imagine if Jimmy Kimmel just orgasmed live on television right there?
That's just nothing I don't think I'd ever need to see.
No, I don't need to see it or think about it. But I will say, I do love watching, like, Jimmy Kimmel have all of his, like, really famous rich friends on to just chat about stuff that they're doing that's making them even richer.
Yeah.
It's always fun to see the
that
dynamic.
That is your dream job, by the way.
Oh, by the way, that's why I'm here. I'm trying to do that. I am trying to, by the way, I'm trying to be Gwyneth. She looks... healthy.
Yeah, she looks great.
She looks great.
By the way, like, I have nails. I don't need that thing. Like,
you haven't needed it yet? No.
No, I don't need it. Like, my nails are a whole different situation with men. Like, they love my nails.
Oh, love
they
my
feel
nails.
So good.
Yeah.
They feel so good.
All men love back scratches.
Yeah.
They do.
Oh,
especially
my
if
God.
When you first get them done, those first couple of days, they're extra sharp. Ooh, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Men are like little dogs.
This is take your girl, okay? Like, this feels so good.
Men are easy.
Men are so easy.
Just give us, like, if you see, here's a good tip. If you see a guy at a bar or something or at a restaurant, go up behind him and start, go under his shirt and give him a back scratch. I guarantee you. Guaranteed that guy's gonna fall in love. Right.
It's true. You guys just need to be fed, hydrated, and scratched. It's but, literally.
Women, the back scratch for women is like a cranial sacral massage. When a guy can do like a good head massage.
Who wants a head massage? There's
and
so
don't
much.
Do that with a black woman.
No.
Get your ass tapped.
Or me. But one girl sleeping over one night, he's like, "You want cranial massage?" And she's like, "What?" Googling what cranial is.
A cranial massage is weird.
Yeah.
Cranial sacral massage.
Oh God.
All right, we're moving on. Will Smith's weight loss journey continues to be super practical and helpful to anyone hoping to get in some extra cardio in before the holidays. All you need to do is fly to Dubai and scale the world's tallest building.
For our cardio, we're gonna just walk the stairs all the way to the top. How many floors, AA, Ron?
160 floors.
160 floors.
This is official one. This is ground level. Yeah. Level one. All right, here we go. Assisted rescue area. Oh, I'm gonna need that. We are very, very tired. 60 floors to go. Let's go. There you go. 160, baby.
So we decided that we were going to actually climb to the top of the Burj Khalifa.
This is concerning that we need this much safety gear.
We are now about to enter, it's called the Spire, right?
Correct. Does he jump off? Oh, I thought he was gonna bungee jump or something.
The fact that Will Smith did that is like, just shows that Will Smith is superhuman. Like, you don't just crawl to the climb to the tallest building.
It looked like a hard cut, though. He was, like, sweaty, and then all of a sudden he was in some sweat.
Yeah, he was refreshed. Breath
was
just
A-OK. I was like, this is two different days, Will.
Heart rate was at 60.
Oh, right. Obviously, two different days.
No, but I'm sure it was the same
Yeah,
thing, but he just changed clothes.
But I also think that, like, last time he did something, because this was a whole thing, he was, like, going to inspire people with their weight loss journey, and then we saw him in this massive gym by himself, and we're like, that's not very realistic. And he heard that and said, well, why don't you guys fly to Dubai then and do this? If you guys want to lose weight, that's the way to go.
What is going on with Will? He's doing a lot right
He's
now.
He's, like, on this journey of self-discovery, you know?
Anything to get away from Jada, am I right?
Oh, would you stop it? Stop it.
All right, Iggy Azalea is looking for love. I feel like she's always looking for love, Iggy Azalea. Right? Like, I feel like that's
she's
kind of...
She's had some issues.
She's had some issues. All right, I hope she finds
With
it.
With men, I should say.
Yeah. She just tweeted, I want to meet someone new, but I also don't want to ever leave my house. It's hard. Anyway, still not leaving. I get that, girl. But she's also, like, a young, I feel like, in the scene woman. She can go out twice a week.
Hunter would date her. He met her at a party.
Yeah. You met her at a party?
I saw her at a party. I didn't go
Meaning
up to her.
He didn't speak to her once.
Oh, he stared like a creep.
But I'll probably see her this weekend.
Why? Are you guys doing something together this weekend?
Yeah, Paris's celebrations. So, going to a couple parties.
You didn't follow up with us, so you got the wedding invite.
I don't know. I think she's getting married elsewhere, but then when she comes back to LA, it's like 2 days of events.
And that's this weekend?
That's this weekend.
Okay. So you're doing 2 days.
So you're having a big day.
You go to some cool stuff and you never video it.
Yeah, and also, like, make her say something about Nightly Pop or do something helpful. Anything. We'll take anything. We'll make sure you memorize some stories that you can tell us.
I'll tell you guys a bunch of stories. I'm hoping to see Iggy Azalea and say, hey, I heard you're a homebody.
Come to my home.
Come to my home.
Yeah, come to my home. I got a body for you.
Yeah. You can just, yeah, you can do
you're
like.
You have to have me and Morgan on speed dial because you're going to need some help.
Oh,
I can tell you
but
that.
But then
right
he's not going to have his phone. He's going to start crying. I feel like something's going to happen when you don't have
I
your
would
phone.
Love to date Iggy Azalea for real, though. So can I say that?
Shoot your shot.
Iggy.
You just made it work.
Did Hunter not get makeup today? What happened?
There you go.
Hey, Iggy. yeah, if you want to.
Oh, God.
We have to take a break.
Oh, God. Thank God.
Thank God. But coming up, TV's most f***ed up dating show adds another cruel twist. Plus, we are about to change a fan's life forever.
Forever!
That's next.
You don't think I have a chance?
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Series, the Love Trap has blown up since we talked about it.
Oh, where are you looking?
I don't know. Tom was doing something. I didn't know where to go.
My fault.
Thank you, Tom. Fans are saying it's Squid Game meets The Bachelor, but how can they possibly top what we saw the first time?
Who do you think is a love trap?
Hope I'm right. Kelly.
Oh, wait, oh she went down the, she went in the ground?
It's getting more and more difficult to figure out who isn't telling the truth, and it could be all three of you. Saren.
About this the first time. Mm-hmm. They dropped these bitches down a hole?
Uh-huh.
What? Who signs up for this?
All of these women are okay
this
with it.
This is crazy.
Crazy.
I am not going on a show where you drop me through a f***ing trap door.
And also, let's talk about this because they are dropping with the door. So how soft is that door? Because they're obviously landing
door
on that.
Swings like this.
I don't
it
give a damn where it swings.
Down.
You're not dropping me down a hole because I can walk off like a lady.
Also, this is the rumor going around the UK right now. But all these women are actually just, they're dead.
Okay.
Yeah. But, he's, heard from,
he's so crazy.
Someone could be injured. Is Look it at, really worth injuring yourself because some boy said that he thinks you're not in it for the right reasons?
Yeah.
Like he is. Yeah.
He is handsome, but like is, that's the last guy I want to go out with.
But yeah, that's the last face you see before you drop through a door. F*** that.
And over on WeTV's Life After Lockup, Brittany suspects Ray of cheating. So she tracks him down at a party and confronts him for not answering her call.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey. What's
up? Where the hoes at?
You tell me.
Where's the party?
This is the party. This is it.
Why aren't you answering my phone calls?
I mean, we was talking. We was, you know what I'm saying? We started playing dominoes. I mean, we just vibing. Like, we just chilling. Just go to the house. I'll be to the house in a minute.
So you're seriously not gonna leave right now? Let me look like a fool.
You the fool for not believing me.
Have you ever, like, been in a fight with a guy and you are clearly wrong?
Oh, always.
And you still have to see it through?
Yeah.
That's what just happened. She had to see it through.
Every
because
day.
She knew she had egg on her face and she was like, so you seriously not gonna come home? Like, she knew
yeah.
she was
yep.
wrong. Mm-hmm. But, like, have you ever, Jordan, ever done that?
Every
and you're like, I'm wrong in the middle of the argument.
This is the emotional growth I do not have. Like, I constantly, like, will stay firm. And if he's the most mature, open, you know, well-explained and just, you know, discussing something, I still am like, nope.
Why won't you bend?
And in my brain, I'm like, just do it. Just apologize. You're wrong. You just do it. And I'm like, I have to talk my way around it. It's very difficult for me.
I want you to work on just saying, you know what? I was wrong.
There's so much work to be done. I just work all day.
Just try it. Say it. Say, you know what? I was wrong.
I didn't handle that well.
No, you have to say, I was wrong.
Look at me.
Look at Hunter and say,
Morgan.
Hunter, I was wrong.
Hunter, I I'm not proud.
Okay.
Say how I acted in that moment.
But were you right?
But I was right because I thought that I had handled it.
Just say it.
But now I realize that I should have done something else.
Were you wrong?
It depends how you look at this. I was wrong.
Woo! Yeah! Did it!
But I wasn't really wrong because nothing happened, so just don't leave that in. All right, Fan Appreciation Week continues. So back by popular demand, it's the hit song Sweeping the Nation.
Boy.
Let's hear that jingle.
Dick pics, some wiki feet. All fans, they can't be beat. Some are dirty, some are sweet. It's Fan Appreciation Week.
Wow! I will never look at you the same after that,
that
song.
Is
the
good.
Problem is, it's not that bad. That's the issue with the song. It's
really
creepy, no, but it's pretty good.
No, it is bad. It's crazy.
Do you guys know it yesterday debuted on the Billboard Hot 100?
All right, Hunter's fans mostly DM him for armpit photos, but he just received a very exciting request.
All right.
Yeah, don't stop DMing me for armpit photos, by the way. But I got a DM from a viewer named Jackie, who's a huge fan of Nightly Pop, and she makes her husband Jonathan watch every day. Mm-hmm. So she wanted us to help share some big news. Nina, because she asked you to do it and not me, will you do the honors?
Okay, yes, I have been bestowed this honor. So Jonathan, sit up a little bit, all right? Are you ready? Take a little sip of water.
Mm. Drum roll.
Ready, done with your water? You're gonna be a dad, Jackie's pregnant!
Congratulations.
Breathe. All right.
There is a part of me that thinks Jackie's lying and that there's no Jonathan and that she's just stoked we said her name.
Oh, my God.
Congrats, guys.
Both of you. Send us a photo. Give us some updates. We'd love to keep up. All right. We have more to celebrate because the poll results are in from yesterday's Face Jam game. I lost big time. Okay. I tried to vote for myself every time. It didn't work.
You're supposed to vote for yourself.
Really? All right. According to the fans...
Oh, is there supposed to be a drum roll?
Hunter is the best actor.
Yeah! My gosh.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I thank you guys so much.
Oh, my God. You guys gave him an award.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I didn't know if I was going to. I want to thank my acting coach, Brandon. Oh, they're already playing the music. I got to go. I wouldn't be here without you. I want to thank my mom. And I want to thank my peers, Sidney Poitier and Daniel Day-Lewis.
Are you kidding? Did he just Sidney Poitier?
Give me this list.
And Daniel Day-Lewis?
Thank you guys so much.
Can't take it. Listen, you guys enable this behavior. I want you to know it.
Seth is squealing.
The fans enable this behavior as well as our production
team. Seth is squealing about this right now. Okay, so good.
He really has a thank you. I can't deal with it.
You do, with Sidney Poitier's name in it.
And Daniel Day Lewis.
You guys, keep sending us messages and date stories because we'll be reading them all week.
I don't know, y'all might be on punishment after voting for
this
him.
What's
the poll? Scroll up to the poll, back to the poll. Let me see the poll.
Oh yeah, just so we're clear, I had 3,400 votes.
Those are not
Morgan
my right votes.
Morgan had less than 1,000 and Nina had a little less than 2,000. But I
he
basically
blew us out the water.
Doubled.
Honestly, I don't.
And quadrupled.
I want to see the numbers. That's not right. I didn't get less than 1,000. That's ridiculous. Anyway, we have to take another break. But coming up, a man accused of cheating and his alibi is the weirdest thing we've ever heard.
Oh.
So judgy is next.
Say, I love you, Mom. I did it, Mom.
Our law firm tackled some important cases,
mm-hmm.
but now Stuart Parker and March are out for justice. It's time for
So Judgy!
I just found my t-shirt.
Yeah.
Our law firm t-shirt.
You don't have it.
Well, I actually have my t-shirt, but I do think I might want to be leaving the law firm pretty soon. The acting thing is really taking off.
Wow.
As you saw in the last...
Wow.
Right before commercial break.
Okay. Our first case is from divorce court. We're divorcing you right now.
Oh, no.
Ashley thinks her boyfriend David has been cheating on her, but he picked a very specific 90s workout as his alibi.
One time, I went out of town, and the neighbor told me that she heard some banging and stuff like that upstairs.
Which
and I'm like, you know, I confronted him about it, and he's like, oh, I was doing Tybo. I'm like, really? I don't even know you doing Tybo.
I went up there to play games with my friend. The neighbor downstairs, though, for some reason, she told that we was up there having sexual intercourse. That's what she thought. The bed was creaking. I told her that I was doing Tybo. I do work out, but the Tybo just sounded more. I lied about the Tybo part.
What's happening? What year are we in? Tybo?
Yep. Very strange.
Who's doing that?
Very strange. And also, why would the bed creak if it was Tybo?
We're missing the fact that he was lying about the Tybo. That was all the best lie he could come up with was Tybo.
That's what I'm confused on. Like, you're panicking and you're thinking of a lie, and Tybo is what comes to your mind. What a psychopath.
Yeah, not a good liar.
Believe him, girl.
Yeah. And over on Couples Court, Eric's wife is suspicious of who he is talking to on the phone, so she takes matters into her own hands.
So we're sitting there as the clothes are washing. His phone rings. I hear a little sweet voice say, hello. He hung the phone up and powered the phone off. I walked over to the phone company and I said, how y'all doing? I said, you know, I need to check some usage on my phone. I pull it up. As you can see, Your Honor, minutes, 190 minutes.
That's
look
a
at
lot
this one.
Of talking.
190, 99, 92, 102, 223, 174, 154, 27, and 82. What the hell was y'all talking about?
Mr. Clayton.
Yeah.
It looks bad.
It gets worse.
It gets worse?
Yes. He said it's just a woman he's talking to about comics.
You know what? I believe him.
You did?
Looking at this, I actually believe him.
This is all kinds of
I mean, he's talking about comics.
Being on the phone for 190 minutes in general, I don't get what you're talking about. Come on. That's insanity.
Who is on the phone that long in 2021?
Nobody.
That is a long... if they're talking on the phone that long, they meant to be.
Yeah.
This is... Who's doing that?
Yeah, especially when his wife walks to the phone company, doesn't even call the phone company. Of all the places where you can call, it would be a phone company.
I'm just looking at the phone, but there's something that was out of plan. What plan do these people have?
Something
What's
very
out
odd.
Of plan right now. How is everything not covered?
Yeah.
Do they have daytime and nighttime minutes? What's going on?
Who knows?
But you know what? If you have to do all this, it's time to go.
No, by the way, all of these relationships, you guys, if you are in this pickle, exit. Time to leave. Unfortunately, though, we are out of time, but set those DVRs as always because we have a brand new show tomorrow night and we will be reading even more wild comments from you guys. So keep them coming. Mm-hmm. We love them. We will say all your breaking news. And don't forget to vote for the People's Choice Awards by going to votepca.com. Today is Turbo Day, which means your vote counts twice.